Nan Su with the Epoch Times joins us live, GMI Studios, with a much sharper perspective on what the real mission is. Was there any confusion over what the president said about Taiwan and China, Nan Su?
Well, I think that Biden actually was right to make that opinion. If China invaded Taiwan, the United States need to intervene militarily. But I just don't know why the White House step back, because Taiwan is very, very important. If you look at the United States so-called Indo-Pacific strategy, the most important element of that strategy is Japan. But however, if China controls Taiwan, then China will control pretty much the South China Sea, which is the lifeline of Japan's economy. So if China controls Taiwan, it will control South China Sea, and it will force the United States to rewrite pretty much most of the part of the Indo-Pacific strategy. So Taiwan, it is very important.
Well, I agree with you, Nan Su. I agree when the president went to Poland and say that Putin needs to go. He can't be in charge. But it's just awkward when the White House dials back the president who's in charge. Do some of these world leaders ever wonder that? Are his people in charge or is he in charge? Did he mean what he says? I agree with you. Taiwan is kind of helpless without us if China wants to move in there. I agree with you. They need us. I'm not saying what the president said is wrong. But who's in charge of the White House? Does that ever send a conflicting message to people like the leader of China?
Well, I think I think the White House sided more with the media. Media today, they all pretty much label Russia as the number one enemy, which is totally wrong. Russia is one-tenth of China's economy. Russia's GDP equals probably one province economy in China. So China, if without Russia, if without China, Russia is really nothing. It's like you talk about a combined threat to the lifestyle of our future generation globally. It's like you talk about Russia, it's no different than you add one more province to China. If you talk about the threat from North Korea, you add one more city to China. So really, China is the number one threat. I usually talk to people, if you compare China with any regime, any regime that you can pick from the entire history of mankind. You make the comparison with the five aspects. You can add more if you want. The five aspects are, number one, the total economy, the economic power. Number two, the military power. Number three, the possession of cutting-edge technology. Number four, the total population under control of the regime. And number five, the history of killing its own people. Now, if you compare that, make comparison of that five aspects between today's China and any regime in the entire history of mankind. See, you can pick anyone that posed more threat than today's China. And China is clearly the number one threat, and then dealing with China should be the number one goal of any U.S. president. And, it was Donald J. Trump who entirely reversed the wrong, right, totally wrong direction of China policy of, last 50 years, ever since Henry Kissinger visited, right, Beijing. So we need a strong leader to follow that direction.
Right.
That's what we need.
Nan Su, Epoch Times, thank you for the time and live report, GMI Studios. Thank you so much. Talking about the president's trip to Asia.
Thank you, Jack, for having me.